I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Iran is the focus of a lot of debate on the U.S. presidential campaign trail, but Iran won't be the only foreign policy challenge facing a new American president come January. Here in the Western Hemisphere, Venezuela might top the list of concerns for a new administration. U.S. relations with the government of President Hugo Chavez haven't been friendly in recent years. Chavez has tried to rally anti-American sentiment in Latin America and around the world. He's entered into an alliance with Iran, and he's accused Washington of sponsoring a military coup against him in 2002. Michael Shifter is an expert on Latin America at Georgetown University. Now, if you were advising the next president and that president was interested in pursuing direct diplomacy with a friend or with a foe, what would you tell that person about how to approach Hugo Chavez of Venezuela?
I think the first thing that we've learned after the last 8 years is not to approach him in a confrontational way. That only boosts his standing and it alienates our other friends in Latin America. So I think we need to go through other countries like Brazil, especially, that I think also have an interest in keeping Chavez in check. That has to be the first rule. The second is really to try to appeal to Chavez on his own self-interest. He's got a problem of increasing crime and insecurity. A lot of it's fueled by drugs. That's not good for him, and it undermines his power and weakens his base, makes the situation much more difficult for him. And of course, it's not something the United States wants.
Okay. In terms of other culpabilities of Hugo Chavez, the United States believes that he is supporting the leftist FARC rebels over in Colombia. Barack Obama has promised that if he were president, he would bring out issues like that in the open. Is that something that would enhance direct diplomacy?
Well, I think, again, there's a real opening here because I think Chavez has to get the message very clear, which he hasn't gotten from this administration, that the United States is not interested in punishing him for whatever's happened in the past, that the United States is interested in trying to preserve peace and stability in the future. And I think that has to be the deal that struck with Chavez. And again, the United States can play an important role, can engage in conversations, but it also has to make sure that other neighboring countries are involved as well. This is an issue of support for guerrilla groups that could really fracture and fragment the whole hemisphere. Nobody wants this. Again, Brazil is the big power in South America. It's not in their interest to have any government supporting these kind of subversive guerrilla groups. And I think there are ways to engage and to make a deal, basically, that as we move forward, that those kinds of whatever kind of links existed in the past, they're not going to continue in the future.
Why would the United States want to engage in diplomacy with a country whose president has said to Venezuelans that it is their duty to inform on anybody they believe has done something wrong to the country, even a perceived snub toward the government?
Well, I think that there is an opportunity to, first of all, to influence Hugo Chavez's domestic policies, national policies, human rights practices. He is sensitive to international public opinion. He doesn't want to be isolated. He sees himself as a regional power, as a global power. I think he understands and respects that the United States also has power. And so I think on the margins, at least, there are ways to communicate concern that, again, I think is widely shared in Latin America.
Michael, how important, then, is coming to some kind of an accord with Venezuela to the United States' overall position in South America?
Oh, I think it's absolutely critical. I think there has to be a much better understanding. The United States has been completely, if not ineffectual, then counterproductive in dealing with the Venezuela problem, the Venezuela challenge. It really has made a lot of mistakes. And you're never going to erase those mistakes, but this is a new opportunity to start with a new slate. It's alienated our good friends in Latin America and Brazil, Chile and others. And so I think that really would help us pursue our overall Latin American policy much more effectively. If we can have some sort of understanding with Venezuela, may not like what they do, but the reality is oil is a very important U.S. interest. It's going to continue to be so in the near term, and therefore we should, while maintaining the commitment on democracy and human rights, also figure out ways to perhaps find areas of cooperation, which just haven't been possible in the last couple of years.
Michael Shifter is director of the Inter-American Dialogue Program at Georgetown University. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.